Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Glory, we're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. One more time. We're together again. Let's stand. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. To happen, something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. I will praise the Lord. This morning, oh Lord, and I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has store, I will praise the Lord. I'm going to love the Lord. Thank you, Father. I will love the Lord. Are you determined this morning? I will love. We're going to praise Him this morning. Singing, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store,
that are not here or maybe traveling around, whatever they may be today. We've got a few requests that we'll mention. Sister Kathy gave us one that says, remember Randall Gissendiner. Just remember him with a special prayer. Remember Sister Rebecca and Little Rebecca. I call her Little Rebecca. They both have been tested, as far as we know, positive for the Corona, so just remember that. We're trying to space everybody out. So if you're with a family, and stick with your families and try to keep 6 feet away and, you know, all that stuff again, just kind of make sure we don't spread it around, which I think everything's fine, but I'm just saying we want to be precautionary about it. We don't want to be crazy. We want to use our common sense. So just remember that. Also remember Sister Milka's, friend Jean, Sister Milk and them couldn't be here today. She texted me and said Jean's going through chemo next week, so remember that. Also, Sister Esther gave me one that says, continue to remember Sister Gail? Okay. Yeah, I talked to her and she's doing some better, but still, of course, she's still having her bad days. Just remember Sister Gail and the family there. Also continue to remember her son, also Brad. Remember him. I don't know if they had any tests come back about his, nothing back on him. So just continue to bless him and keep him uplifted. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. Lord, be with the ones that are sick. We have mentioned here, remember Sister Rebecca and little Rebecca. Lord, remember them, all the ones that we have mentioned. Lord, Sister Milka's friend Jean and Sister Gail, and Lord, just remember them all. Sister Jean, Sister Johnny called this morning and they hadn't been able to do her test yet or what she needs to be done. Lord, just continue to bless them all. Lord, you know what we need here today. Just come down and bless it. Be with the ones that have all unspoken requests. Be with them also. Forgive us for all of our sins. We love you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Amen. Take up your cross. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that. Your cross and follow him. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed. Say that you know him. Oh, count the cost. Take up your cross and follow him. Oh, and take up your cross. Keep singing, amen. Follow Jesus. Take up your cross. Shame to say that you know him. Oh, count the cost, take up your cross and follow him once more. Oh, and take up your cross, yes, Lord Jesus, and follow Jesus. Take up your
this morning. Thank you, Lord.
I should Let's stand as we sing and worship the Lord this morning. Oh, His mercy. What did it do? Rewrote my life. Yes, it did. Oh, His mercy. Worship Him. Hallelujah. I should have fallen. My soul cast down. Oh, but His mercy rewrote my life once more. Lord, it was Your mercy that rewrote my life. Oh, His mercy rewrote my life. Oh, and I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank Lord for that mercy. Amen. Brother Mark, if you can come up. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We certainly want to welcome everyone out this morning and thank the Lord. Those who are watching online, amen. And just, you know, this we see the coronavirus is getting closer. But I read a testimony yesterday about a nursing home, and these were some believers. And this person they had brought in, it was 84, and it tested negative. And right after she got there, she started getting sick. And they tested her positive. And people started getting sick in the nursing home. But there was a believer working there. And that believer and her husband started praying. People started getting better. And the lady tested for the disease, and it was negative. Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. So we're going to call upon the name of the Lord, reach out and touch the Lord, and pray. Pray for our sister. Pray for this disease. God is still more than able. Amen. He's still God. Amen. We may be a little shaken up. Some of the kids may be shaken up. But there's a God that we trust. There's a living reality to the God that we serve. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we reach out this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, remember those in need this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we need You, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Guard us, Lord. Heal our sister, Lord God. We need You, Lord God. Thank You, Father.
Passing by this moment, Your needs to supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen.
God. And just strength is in numbers at times, but so just let us all become as one and ask the Lord for what we have need of. In Jesus' name. We're going to read from Psalm 103.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are ever grateful and thankful. We are ever mindful, Lord, that You is our Savior, You is our Deliverer, You is our Healer. Lord, and we accept it. And Lord, we know that You have been with us in times when we realized not that Satan was lurking about us, Lord, trying to destroy us. But Lord, we are continually trusting and believing in You. Lord, we ask You to bless each and every one, from the smallest child to the all this adult, Lord, and just make us one. Lord, let us love You and thank You. God, we love You. Amen. Amen. We're going to read from Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all
who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are.
He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
He will not always sigh, neither will He keep His anger forever.
He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For like the heavens is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father peareth his children, so the Lord peareth them that fear Him.
For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust.
As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is for everlasting to everlasting, unto them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children.
To such as keep His covenant.
The Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all.
Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that are in His name, hearken unto the voice of His word.
Bless the Lord, ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His, that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works and all His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. God bless you. Amen. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Benefits to serving the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Sing that one more time. Reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. We want to invite Him in this morning.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy
cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Jesus.
Oh, and we're singing, Savior. Oh, my Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
you. Oh, Lord, hear my humble cry. And why?
Jesus, thank you, Father.
Lead me at thy throne of mercy. Find a sweet relief. Contrition, Lord, help.
Yes, we need your help, Father. Take this unbelief away from us, Lord. May we worship you this morning.
Oh, and we're singing, Savior, oh, Savior. Trusting only in the merit, would I seek thy face, heal my wounded, broken spirit, oh Father, save me by thy grace.
Let's stand up.
Oh, and we're singing, Savior. Oh, my Savior. Lord, hear my humble cry.
hands and worship our Lord. And we're singing, Savior, oh my Savior, Lord, hear my humble cry. And while on others thou art calling, and do not pass me by singing, oh, and we're singing, Savior, oh, my Savior. Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Hear my humble cry, and while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's everything. Amen. And we need him. This is a real desperate hour. There's no question about that, you know. And if you don't feel that zeal, you don't feel that desperation, that's more so to call out to him. Amen. We all go through it. We all go through the ups and downs. But I truly believe it's a time to be on that upside. And that's on our knees calling out to the Lord. You know, this is such a serious hour. You know, the battles are real. But thank God, greater is he that's in us. Amen. You ready for him? Amen. You ready to hear from him this morning? Praise the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to open the eyes of our heart. Amen. And turn our attention toward Christ. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
I lift it up,
shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love
as we sing, holy.
Amen and amen. And I want to see him, don't you? And good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to where we were this past Wednesday on Ephesians 1 and Philippians 2. We'll try to continue our thought. Glad to see everybody here. Glad to have our visitor with us today, Brother Paul. Glad to have him with us. Enjoyed his playing there. And just we appreciate it. Appreciate anything for the grace of God. All right, just remember these, pray one for another. Brother Luis, is he still? He was not feeling good Wednesday. So
he'll be listening in, so he'll
know. He's listening in, and also he'll know what it is, but he wasn't feeling good Wednesday, but would it? All right, what we're planning on doing is go back to stage one where we were a while, because getting the, there's a couple of cases came among us, so let's just go back to it, go the way we were going on our services, okay? So we'll go back, not Wednesday, we'll give you the week there, this coming weekend, next weekend, Next Sunday, we will do as we've been doing. We'll have the outside parking for you to listen, do, and all. And then I guess we could have the inside if you want to come inside.
Yes.
All right. And then have we'll leave this up here to the basis of maybe 8-10 people like we were doing, to where we won't be taking the whole thing up, you know, and we could move about and have the song leaders and the musicians and, you know, what we need to run the service the way we're running. We'll go back to that for a little while until things work out, because we just don't want to, you know, we don't want to push anything.
That's right.
So it's best to do. So if you want to come up here, come up. I mean, if you want to come downstairs and come and be in the services next Sunday, or you want to outside.
Amen.
All right. You do, or stay at home and watch it on the internet.
Right.
So, cause that's where we're going to change this coming weekend. Okay.
Amen.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
Lord willing, Wade will be ministering there Wednesday. And all getting everything, we'll get everything scheduled back and just run from that away for a while until things work out. And we don't know how long or what we can do.
So. What, you announced Luis was going to preach Wednesday?
No, I said wait.
Okay. Well, you were asking about
Luis. I was asking first. About Brother Luis.
Okay, I thought you were asking about
him.
Everybody
else did too, but they're looking at me. Yeah. Well, I asked about Brother Luis, how was he doing?
Okay.
But I didn't announce it. But Wade will be taking Wednesday night services, okay, to put him in line there and get everything. And then we will, like I said, we'll bring eight, so many up here of what we had to run in rotation, the people to run the system and thing. Others downstairs, others out in the parking lot for everyone, and others at home. We wave at you and say hi to you, because we don't want to do it, you know, being any problem. Okay? Are we settled? Okay, let's go to Ephesians 1 and Philippians 2. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your love unto us. Thank you for everything. And we pray that you would just bless us with thine understanding, that we may walk in the light of your love. Forgive our sins is mainly what we need. Just cover us and let the blood, Lord, be upon us as a part of the body of Jesus Christ. And we believe that, Lord, you have allowed us to enter into Goshen, as the children of Israel had a place to be when everything was going wrong for everybody. And then we were in, the people there were in Goshen, and we get to be in that to take care of us and just bless and guide and remember the sick among us and just touch each one. Let your loving grace be there. And Father, forgive our sins. Lead us by thy understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 1, we'll just go over verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him. Now, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, let's go over to Philippians. I bring this one because I know this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that. We understand. But yet, if the mind that was in him be in you, all right, so now it's speaking of us. Okay? Everybody understand me? We know it's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if that mind be in us, it'll make us the same people. All right? So that's what we want to do. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, if he thought it not robbery by that mind, what are we supposed to do by that same mind?
Amen.
Yeah, but that's just a little bit. No, that's not a little bit too much. It's not far enough, okay?
Amen.
But made himself to no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Amen.
And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, what has been our thought? What have we been talking on? Comparing and seeing what predestination is. Looking about how that God does things, how that he can predestinate things, but he has to do it a certain way, because if not, then he would predetermining it And we know he doesn't predetermine without giving an opportunity. All right? Because he desired that all people be saved. All right? So he didn't predetermine, say, I'll take this one and I'll leave this one. He didn't do that. It looks like that in a lot of our thoughts, and you read from Brother Branham, and he'll talk about, if you was there, you'll always be there. You never was there. You won't never be there. You've got a lot to consider, but it's true. That's what I like to study about what he's saying. I like to get into a thought. See, it's like eternal life. You say, well, Brother Dale, I believe I always was eternal. Well, now in God's mind,
amen. Sure.
That's what we're dealing with.
Amen.
In his mind, yes. All right? Jesus stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
But that would have never been made effective or had anything to do with me and you had he not died 2,000 years ago.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
So then we can't just put it, well, it's all this way or it's all that way. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. That God does not predestinate or predetermine except by his foreknowledge. All right? Then, see, if you understood my thoughts last there Wednesday, if you put predestination first, then you're going to have him predetermined. He's predetermined if predestination is first. All
right?
Does everybody understand that? If predestination's first, he predetermined it.
That's right.
And that's the way it's going to be if he predetermined it.
Right.
But if you approach it by foreknowledge,
amen.
And let it be foreknowledge being first, then let him predestinate by his foreknowledge.
Amen.
Foreseeing it, foresaw it, and all. Then it can come out to the right place.
Amen.
That he can predetermine it. You know. See, that's where we get to things in our mind and we think it's because, well, I've got this quote. I've got this. Well, that's all right. That's up to you, but it ain't up to me. And I'm not going to approach it that way because it can't. I approach it from one thing. What does the Bible say?
Amen.
Those who he foreknew, he did predestinate.
Amen.
All right. Now, he could predestinate by his foreknowledge and not be a respecter of persons. Okay? But now the hard part is to try to get us from the humanity of life and being what we are to take us back in some way and comprehend the foreknowledge of God. All right? And comprehend the mind of God. All right? And see, you say, well, I just, Brother Dale, you just don't make it, you don't make it like Brother so-and-so. Well, okay. Brother so-and-so's got his way of preaching. I got my way. And I'm not going to change just because of popularity. I never have done it anyway. It's always been. And I've always taught, since I come into the message, I've always taught the foreknowledge of God comes first.
Amen.
Then he could predetermine from that and not be a respecter of person. I've taught it for 50 years, so you couldn't come up and say, well, I didn't hear you before. I ain't never heard you preach like you're preaching now. Well, there's something wrong with what you're hearing.
That's right.
Like it was a while ago when I just said Brother Luis, and everybody in here thought I'd announce Brother Luis going to preach Wednesday. I didn't say that. So you're the ones that predetermined your thoughts and was having me fixing Wednesday already set up, and I didn't say it.
Right, that's right.
All right. But it's good you changed, because, you know, all right. But, okay. But now listen. So then, to believe in foreknowledge, all right, being knowledge before of what will take place, then we can see how that God can sit back and look down through time and see that king ask for 15 years.
Amen.
Get to 15 years after the prophet had done went and told him, set your house in order because you're going to die.
Right.
Now we can understand that by foreknowledge. You'll never comprehend it by predetermining it. So take everything from foreknowledge. Yes, but I believe I always was. Well, there'll be a place, some of these days you'll get to that place can be made right. If you have eternal life today, that's why I've always quoted, or thought I quoted the way the prophet said it. He said, if you have eternal life, you always was eternal. But now there's the if. If you have it, it always was. But if you don't have it, it wasn't. Right? See, then that way we get to seeing where it is and to see that to study the self-existing God of how that he existed alone. Now, and there was a time that there was nothing with him. Because if you go in self-existing, then the word itself, self-existing, he existed alone. All right? Now, by existing alone, he had thoughts in his mind. He had thoughts in his mind. He was lonely. Right? He was lonely. He had attributes within him that he wanted to be brought into view. And only by approaching it by foreknowledge could he bring it to view. How could he predestinate? And I mean, you'll find quotes if you want to. I'll help you hunt them up. If you want to run it wild, you'll find quotes that sounds like Brother Branham is saying he predestinated a sinner to be a sinner. Well, if you'll take that right, me and you can sit down and talk about it. If you take it wrong, there's something wrong with what we're saying.
Amen.
If it's according, let it be according to his mind.
Amen.
See? He existed totally alone. All right, there wasn't nobody back there with him. There wasn't no angels. There wasn't no cherubims. There wasn't no. They were created and they brought to pass the attributes that God had within him was to bring it forth.
Amen.
And you better be careful how you bring those things, because you'll hear Brother Branham saying the first thing God created was angels, and they worshipped him. Right?
Amen.
Now, what about the next time? When he's talking about Genesis 1, 26 and 27,
Amen.
That he made God made man in his own image.
Amen.
He made a spirit man before he made a natural man.
Right.
He made a spirit man before he made an angel.
Amen.
Come on, don't you believe that his own children would be the first to come into being?
Yes. Amen.
I mean, that ought to be enough sense out of it.
Amen.
His children were what he wants to bring into being.
Yes.
See? All right. See, then the self-existing God dwelt totally alone.
Amen.
There wasn't nothing with him, nothing. You say, well, I just can't understand that. Well, I don't say that I do. I just believe it.
Amen.
Because if I'm going to believe that he was God, is God, ever was God, ever can be God, then his mind don't operate like ours. And he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways.
Amen. That's right.
So, all right. Then what are we talking about? See, he dwelt alone with his thoughts.
Right.
We'll get to that as we go along to the message part. But I want you to hold that thought. Foreknowledge comes first. And then that way he can see and predetermine and not be a respecter of person. But if predetermined comes first, then you have no choice. That should be sensible. All right? Well, I just don't get the great revelation you seem to have or what you talk about. Well, just listen to what the prophet said. Well, I heard the prophet say this, and I heard the prophet say this, and I don't know which one's right. 99% of the time, both of them's right, in which it's me and you messed up and wrong. All right? Because, you see, it's according to what he's trying to explain. All right? Now, remember, if he's self-existing, nobody existed with him, we wasn't little bitty people running around, Mormon exist doctrines and things, We didn't believe and don't believe in pre-existence of souls. Because if you got pre-existence of souls, then you'd have pre-existence of whatever you pre-existed as. Right? Did you follow that? If you got pre-existence of souls, then you got pre-existence of whatever you are. Yeah, but that's like, what is that they doing like this old Napoleon said, I was back there, you know. Well, be with Napoleon and stay back there. I'm trying my best to get you to understand one thing. That whatever God had in his mind, he foreknew all about it. And it's going to come to pass the way he foreknew it. All right. Whatever it takes, whatever he does, it's going to be. Because that does not predetermine it and not giving you a choice. Foreknowledge will always give you a choice. And God will not override your free moral agency. He allows us a choice. But see, then we take it and there's where we go with it and we run with it. Yeah, but you spent two or three services there talking about how God chose us. That's right. He chose us. How did he choose us? In his mind, by his foreknowledge. Solves the problem. He saw your choice. But if you didn't make a choice, and you haven't made a choice, then you're not a Christian. You must accept what he has said. You must accept what he has said and receive eternal life. See, now you got it in a line that you can understand the whole Bible. And you can see that king getting 15 years. Well, it's like I told you. Where did it change back there that we want to look at it and say, well, he changed his mind. Where did it change? He sent him down there and said, thus saith the Lord, you're going to die. Set your house in order. Well, you mean it messed it all up just because God allowed him 15 years to be added? He died. So where did that change the word of God? He told him he's going to die. He died. He just put an extension in the middle. Allowed him a situation that was, to me, as I think about it like this. I think it was wonderful. As a matter of fact, it's the only man in the Bible that I can remember that was given time. Maybe you can. If you do, that's all right. But he was given time. So he was in contact with God good enough to get 15 years. We're to start looking at things like that instead of looking at it trying to figure out all of our doing. All right. But now listen. Pre-existence means existence before. All right. Now, if there's any such thing of me and you being in existence before, then let's go find us a good Mormon doctrinal church and start the church with them. Because that's what they believe. With this, with that, with all up in heaven. You've heard me tell it, and it's crazy, but, you know, I know it because it's their doctrine. Everybody was up in heaven. Everybody in the world was up in heaven. That's a Mormon doctrine of pre-existence. Not just a few was there. Everybody was there. And he was trying to figure out how to satisfy our Father. And by doing that, a decision was made. Satan had a decision, or the anointed cherub, had the decision to save everybody. Jesus came up with a decision to save some of them. You go find you one and talk to them, see what their doctrine is, okay? Look it up on your Wikipedia, get your things, look it up, find it, find out what you're talking about. See if I'm right. If I ain't, come tell me about it. And see, how could Satan come up with a better idea than Jesus? That don't make sense. All right? That's kind of like Arminianism and Calvinism. Calvinism, so many can be saved. Not everybody. Arminianism, everybody can be saved. I try to bring out something like that, and you get all tangled, I guess, in your mind to try to figure out, what in the world are you talking about? I'm talking about one thing. Exactly what the prophet said. Questions and answers there. I was reading it to you the other day. He said, talking about mankind, he said, were we spirits? In other words, back there. He said, no. We wasn't nothing. We was only in the mind of God. And he said, really uses the word figuratively, in the mind of God. All right? Solves the problem. Well, I got this quote, where was it always back there? What was it? Tell me what was always back there. What part of you was back before the world? Was it your body? Was it not? We don't believe that. Was it your spirit? Was it your soul? What part of you was back there? Because then you could talk about pre-existence. But if you don't have pre-existence, then you can go, and that's like I've always said, you start this predetermining. Be careful. You might predestinate yourself clean out of existence. Because there was a time that God dwelt alone. Do you agree with that? All right, if he dwelt alone, self-existing by himself, then there could not be anything there with him. Yeah, but you just don't make me feel good. Well, what do you want, a piece of ice? Run up down your backbone? No, you want to shout. You want to speak in tongues. You want to have a good time doing like that and not listen to what the Bible is saying. Why should there be any argument or thoughts or anything about predestination? When your Bible says those he foreknew, he did predestinate. Your prophet, I gave it to you over and over and over, where he said what? Predestination looks back to foreknowledge. Foreknowledge looks all the way. Back the other way. So there shouldn't be any, well, I just don't believe it that way. Well, you mean you're going to change? Okay. Let me get off of myself. We ended up Wednesday night talking about what? What is the foreknowledge of God? It would be the mind of God, or his mind, or his being, and he dwelt alone with just his thoughts. His attributes. He had in his mind to be a father. He had no children. He had in his mind to be a healer. Nothing was sick. He had all of those attributes within him that he wanted to have displayed, right? And see, like I said there a minute ago, if he dwelt alone, then he was lonely. Come on, I've got two quotes where you can find a prophet where he said, what about Adam? He said, that's what God looked down and saw Adam the same as he was. He was lonely. He was all alone. So he created him a helpmeet. Right? Or he wouldn't be alone. Right? And he said, he'll never be alone again. I love that. So you don't take it out. You don't take self-existing out of the dictionary. You leave it there that the self-existing now exists with his family.
Right.
Now he exists with his family. So he doesn't exist alone anymore. No matter how bad we look or what we are, you know. I mean, I've had times, you know, you want to kick the kids. Right? But, you know, I hadn't ever done it yet. I ain't throwed them out the door. Oh. Them. Yeah, Wade didn't have to be kicked. Yeah. All right? But listen. It's not based then upon the way we think. It's simple to base it the way the prophets explains it, the Bible explains it. The prophet explaining what the Bible is saying, that he dwelt alone. But in his mind, in his thinking of what he wanted to be done. He had desires, not that everybody, pick this and won't pick that. He didn't go that way. He had his desires to display his attributes. And to display those attributes, I don't get our thinking. Maybe, sorry. I don't get our thinking that we look at sickness like some kind of a bad thing. And I know it is. But you know that by you being sick, that means your daddy can display his attribute. He had an attribute of being a healer. You know, if nobody wasn't sick, he couldn't bring that out. See, we look at being lost. Come on. God knew, the prophet said, when he created Adam and Eve that they would fall. But he could not make them fall, predetermine it, or set it or anything. He had to give them a choice. But if he's God, he knew the choice. He knew exactly what they would do. But you know what that would do? That would bring into his attribute that he could display as a healer, a savior. Well, we're helping him display his attributes. Well, you're making it like the sickness. No, the sickness ain't displaying it. The sickness is the part that you just inherit by natural. Healing is the attribute. There's not an attribute of sickness. Healing is the attribute. Salvation is the attribute. Not you being lost as an that's not an attribute. That's just a point that is used to help bring to pass what it's supposed to be. And to dwell among us. Listen. So foreknowledge is the fact of God's mind. And you could go back into God's mind and see what his desires are. Right? He told the disciples in John 15, says, I chose you and I ordained you. He told Jeremiah 1, I knew you and ordained you to be a prophet before the world ever begun. Yeah. All right. Were we spirits in? No, we was in his mind. All right. Let's just read a few of these about his mind to where we can really get into the point, okay? I want to make sure you follow my point. Okay, they can pull them up and follow them if you want to. Number 3, which is no word, not faith. And he saw what he had done. He's talking about Satan. God first began to think, oh my, that's when he saw you. Let's see, that'd be number 3. Number 4. Number 4, faith. There you go. Now we got it. See? He saw what he had done. He's talking about Satan. Now read it. He's come bring this on up. He's talking about Satan. He perverted when he saw what he had done. See, God first began to think, oh my, that's when he saw you. That's when he saw me. Amen. When he began to think. He began to think about being a healer. He began to think about being a savior. He began to think about being a father. He began to think about all of these things in his mind. In his mind, he thought these things over. In his thinking. Now I'm quoting Brother Brown because they're all three together. Mind or in his thinking or in his, that's his thoughts, he says. Huh? And his thoughts are eternal. Okay. The word is thought expressed. So then as long as it was a thought, it wasn't materialized. Come on. Jesus died before the foundation of the world for our sins. But as I said a while ago, if that stayed without him coming 2,000 years ago to bring it into materialization or bring it into reality, then you're still in your sins. You're still lost. Are you following me? So then as long as it was a thought, it wasn't materialized. It wasn't, it couldn't be yet. But when God once expressed it, it was as good as finished right then. Oh my, that would make a Pentecostal shout. Amen. Think of it. God, before the foundation of the world, Amen. Saw you. You wasn't there.
Amen.
Oh. But you was in his mind.
Amen.
You wasn't there. Were we spirit? No. We wasn't nothing. We was in his mind. Right. You wasn't there. He saw it. Therefore, foreknowledge, he could foretell.
Amen.
That's the reason he likened his prophets to eagles, okay? Go ahead, number five. Who is this Melchizedek? Now, those who have tonight eternal life was with him and in him. Was with him and in him. If you had eternal life, he was with him and in him. Sure. If you have eternal life. Because it goes this far that way. But what does he say it was? In his thinking. Okay, come on. Before there whatever was an angel, star, cherubim, or anything else, that's eternal. And if you have eternal life, you always was. Not your being here, but the shape and form that the infinite God. In other words, his thoughts, his mind. Not your being here. If you're going to put, listen, let me just say these things. I try to make you think by making a thought or a subject in front of you. If you're going to go back there as a soul, why not just go back there as a whole being? Right? I mean, if you're going to go back there as a soul, why don't you just go back there as everything? Well, no, we can't do it. Well, then, you keep on dropping them out. You kind of like that guy was telling me. I used to talk to this brother at work, and he said, well, I can see one thing for sure. He said, there's not a Trinity. I said, well, good. He said, you've convinced me of that. But he said, there's two of them. I said, well, now, why don't you just go ahead and do away with one of them, and you'll come back and talk about what we're talking about. There's just one true and living God. You're going to get it to one if you're going to get it. Well, see, he had enough knowledge to know that one of them got done away with. So we could only have two. All right. Okay. Go ahead. Get number six, which is proving his word. Eternal life. You always was. See? You have eternal life. There's only one form of that, of it. That's God. You were his attribute. He thought of you and knows you before the foundation of the world in his mind.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
We wasn't there as people.
Right.
We wasn't there as identities. We wasn't there as souls. That's kind of like the people of the message. You know, they say, God give you a soul, Satan give you a soul. The Bible said all souls are mine. That's what it says.
Right.
I think it's Ezekiel 18:4. He said, all souls are mine. Well, let's just get him out of it. All right? Do you understand?
Thank you.
See, we say, but we just read the part, if you have eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you have eternal life tonight, that eternal life existed with him before the world.
Amen.
Amen. I agree with it.
Right.
But that don't put me back there. Jesus, as I quoted twice, died for the sins of the world before the world come into existence.
Right?
But if he hadn't come 2,000 years ago in a physical, natural happening and paid that price, we'd just still all be sinners. So his mind is not the fact of being reality. It is to him, but it's not to me and you. He dwelt alone. Then as we'll get to it, as we get time, then we'll get to it on Christ the Mystery. Then his mind becomes into being. And as it does, you see things start coming into being. But just remember, you better remember what came into being first. Who knows what the prophet said came into being first? You're waiting on me, don't you? There was a time that he existed alone. He's by himself. But you know, there was a time that he came into being. Can I quote the prophet? God's first creation was himself.
Amen.
Now, if you want to get your mind tangling up into things and get out of this stuff that we think is called revelation, get into what the prophet is saying. God existed alone. So what was his first creation? The prophet said himself. What's he talking about? Something came into being. And what did he say that was? He said it was the Son. Do you want those quotes? I'll get to it one of these days and preach on it. His Son. And who is his Son? The Word. See, we think we get it all figured out in our mind, and then something happens, and then, well, I could follow that brother, but I just can't follow you. Because, well, listen, go back and read a little bit. Go to number 7. Well, back up. Hold it. Come on, we missed that part. Right there. He's talking about people in representation. The priest didn't have no representation, right? But the little woman had a representation.
Amen.
See? But no representation in heaven, see? Wasn't in God's thinking at all. But this woman was. Now what's he saying? The woman was in his thinking, but the priest wasn't in his thinking. Now he thought about the priest. Right? It was necessary for him to think about everything, but it's like I keep saying to you, everything God thinks of is not eternal. You say, if I was just in God's mind, if I just, Satan, the anointed cherub was in God's mind. Everybody in the world is in God's mind. He said, no, they wasn't in his mind. No, they wasn't in his thinking. So what's the thinking about? See, God thought of a little bride. And he knew she'd come into being. Right? He knew that. But he knew it would take a long time to bring to pass. Okay, go ahead. Go to number 7. The God who is rich in mercy. Now, if you got eternal life tonight, if we have eternal life, then we always were. I don't mind quoting that.
Amen.
That's no problem to me. That don't put me back before the world except in God's mind.
Amen.
Or as a part of him.
Amen.
Because if I have eternal life now, I'm a part of him. I'm a child of him. I'm a part of God by the new birth. Right? Come on then. If we have eternal life, then we always were. Because there's only one form of eternal life. We always was. The reason we were, because we are a part of God.
Amen.
Oh. And God is the only thing that's eternal.
Amen.
Keep going. Just follow the orange marker. Or yellow. Now, we are a part of God. You always was. You don't remember it. Because you were only an attribute in God.
Amen.
You were only in his thinking.
Amen.
There was no literal you back there.
Amen.
He was in his thinking. Then you had to come into the world to be you.
Amen.
All right, come on. For when God had you in his thinking at the beginning, you have to be some part of you. Your life that's in you now had to be with God before there. Wasn't it? Well, when he, before he ever become material here on earth, before there was anything, But God, you were one of his attributes. He knowed what your name would be. He knowed the color of your hair. He knowed everything. See, he knowed all about you. The only thing happened is when you being a sinner. See? He knew it. See, we couldn't come into the world as born-again believers. If we did, that would annihilate the Redeemer situation. And it would do away with him. Brother Branham, I can quote you what Brother Branham said, always was eternal. Well, read right back above there, if you have eternal life, then the eternal life you have always was eternal. Amen. But there was a day I didn't have it. Now there's where the trouble comes in. There was a time I didn't have it. I had to receive it. Same as there was a time Jesus had to come and die on earth to redeem me and you. What was before the world didn't redeem you. It was when he would come into a reality or a materialization or a time or deed. God had to come and give you eternal life.
Amen.
Yeah, but always was eternal. The eternal life that you have always was eternal. That's no problem. But as I said, be careful. You're going to predetermine yourself out of existence. Because if you keep going back that way and back past that foreknowledge, back into his mind, back into the point of him being self-existing, you went out of existence.
Right.
That may not make no sense to you, but it sure makes a lot to me.
Amen.
Yeah, but I just feel like I was back there. I just feel it. And Brother Dale, when you're preaching, I just don't get them chill bumps. Well, Brother so-and-so, it's kind of like I'm not calling names, but we went to a service one time and this brother was preaching. And boy, he was really going and she was up with him and she was running and going. And next day I said, sister, I don't want to say anything about it, but I said, you were shouting about what that brother's preaching. And he preached a lie from when he started.
Yeah.
The whole message was just a lie. Well, I felt good. Well, okay. What has that got to do about the word?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. I like to read. And I used to, I'll think of the names in a minute, but I used to love to read old Western, and I could get involved with them and riding the horses and going along and shooting everybody. I could do that in my mind. You ain't never been that way? Oh, okay. Just blame me. Okay. But listen, God's thoughts are eternal. But what he thought of is not eternal. He thought of Judas. He thought of the world. He thought of... Eventually has to become eternal to fulfill the word.
Right?
Are you following me? Okay, let's go ahead. Let's see, 46, paragraph. What does it take to make a Christian? 40. Now, a word is a thought expressed. God had in his mind what to do. But when he expressed it, it had to become into existence. It became a reality because it was God's word expressed. And there isn't, now, may you take me to record this morning, friend. There isn't enough power in all hell can ever defeat the purpose of God. God will do it anyhow. That's what I love. He's got a group of people, sure, that are predestinated. Yes. Because by foreknowledge, he knew exactly what we'd do. And he had it waiting on us. But he knew there was a lot of people in the world would never receive it. He knew that. If he didn't, he wasn't God. All right. Come on. Let's get a little more and then we'll quit. Let's see, we got God's his own interpreter. What I mean, attributes was his thoughts. And a word is a thought expressed. And then that was in his thinking. And when he said, let there be, and there was, let there be, and there was. And now remember, you Christians were his thoughts before there was a world. And you are the manifestation of his thinking. Sure. He had thoughts. He had attributes. Do you think, now, I'm going to back up here. Do you think the only attributes God had was a healer? Any form like that? No, his first attribute was to be a father.
Amen.
To have a family.
Amen.
You think he ain't going to have that?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
But you know what? You explain it to me. I want somebody to explain what made him choose you and reject somebody else. I want you to explain that to me. I've studied it for 50 years. I want you to explain what made him do the choosing if we do it the way we think. Now, the way we think there was something about us, but I'll remind you of one thing. In the Bible, those that you talk about, the predestinated, they did have something to do with it.
Right?
Could it be that he's looking at me and you? Could it be he's following our... Come on. Fit this in. Fit in the next verse in Ephesians where he predestinated us unto adoption. If there's not something about the children of God that are wonderful to him, why does he want them to act like him? And knowing that somebody will do it. Somebody's going to act like a child of God. Why can't we start doing it? Well, Brother Dale, I love the Lord. No, that's true. But do we study the Word and try to get it to the basis that we can take what it's saying? Come on. Go ahead. Let's get number 10. Now in his thinking, what he had, the whole plan, knowing the end from the beginning, now, what he had, the whole plan. So God had a plan, according to Christ, the mystery God revealed, a plan and a purpose that he was going to achieve. Then we go to the attributes of healer, savior, et cetera, et cetera, and we can see that all of that has been fulfilled. His plan and his purpose is here now. A group of people that will walk toward that stature of a perfect man and accept what's being done. Huh? Now come on. Because he just expressed it in the words, and those words are manifested. You following me?
Amen.
May I say it again for you to understand? Jesus Christ died before the world. But that was only in his mind. It was not in reality. Come on. When he come into flesh, it became a reality. And it became to what would be the Savior, the healer, the deliverer. All of that had to wait until that time to come into manifestation. So then what were we back there? In his mind. In his thinking. When he thought of the world, he thought of me and you. But he thought of everybody. I don't understand why people can't see that. Well, boy, I tell you what, we're something special. There ain't but one thing special about me and you, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the only thing that's good about me and you. And without that, we are no good. Come on. All right, keep going. What are we now? 11? Okay. Remember, there's only one form of eternal life, an hour. Even our names and our thoughts were with God before there was a foundation of the world. Because now we possess eternal life. Now we possess it. Why? Because it was back there in his mind. Before there was a foundation of the world, and now we possess it. And to be that, we have to be a part of God. Come on, if you don't get nothing out of the message, remember one thing. The only thing that's worth anything in me and you is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that makes us a part of God. That makes us the children of God. We're not children of God because we join a church, believe a prophet, because we do this, because we do that. We're Christians and part of God because we're born again. That is the only thing that can make us a part of God, is the new birth. Glory in that part. Let's see. I wrote these on the side and go ahead, number 12. Let's just read a couple. Rolling it on up. You read before then and see if I'm taking it out of text or anything. Are you the predestinated, foreknown of God, and we're in the mind of God and his thoughts? See? These are who are the royal seed, are the elect of God, are the predestinated, foreknown of God, and we're in the mind of God and his thoughts. In very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally. That's no problem. That don't make me and you there eternally. We were in his mind. And his mind is eternal. Come on, you say, but you're talking about a sinner. His mind is eternal. You think he didn't know that sinner was going to die? Right? His mind is eternal. He knew the sinner was going to die. He knew that there's people that would accept him as their Savior, but he knew there's people that would not accept him. That thought's eternal, and he can't add to it or take away. That's what I was getting at with the man asking for 15 years. God didn't come down and predetermine this to be, come back, re-erase it, wipe it out, put another predetermining. He told the man, you'll die. He extended 15 years. He died. That didn't break the word of God. And it wasn't God changing his mind. He just knew he could do that. Remember the little girl that the prophet spoke of? And he told her she was going to live. She was healed. She died the next day. He told God, said, you owe me an answer. He said, God let him fight it out for about two or three months. He said, then he come and explained. Said she was supposed to die the year before. Said, I allowed her to live that long. Now, are you going to say that God changed his mind? No. He just permitted more time. See, we think this thing is a set-down stamp. If it's set-down and stamped, why come to church? Because we're either saved or lost. If we're saved, we're on the way. If we're lost, we can never do nothing about it, according to most people's thinking. But if you approach it from his mind, what is that old saying? We had a mind's eye view. You know, thinking about it, okay? In very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally, though not expressed until each came forth in the designated decreed season. In other words, came into the world in existence. As each member came forth, it became expressed and took its place in the body, see, by the new birth. Thus, this bride is the literal spoken word, seed, bride. And though she is feminine in designation, she is also called the body of Christ. It is very apparent that she ought to be called that, for she was predestinated in him. What? He set her destiny, because he knew what she'd do. Came from the same source. That one is where people don't like that one. You say that and it You can just feel that little cleanse, you know, from the same source.
Amen.
You realize there ain't but one eternal life.
Amen.
If you have eternal life, you have the life of God.
Amen.
If you don't have eternal life, there's no way to have the life of God. Come on. And now is manifesting God in a many-membered body, whereas once God was manifested in one member, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay?
Amen.
Let's see what we got. Okay, go ahead. I keep trying to get these in to where you're thinking about in his thinking. Remember you and the stature that you are in this morning. If you wasn't in his thinking then, you're not now. All right? I keep explaining it. Everybody was in his thinking. But he's explaining something about you personally. You're not now. For you, there are some part that's in you that's eternal. And eternal only belongs to God. And in God was his thinking of you sitting right where you are now. In his thinking, I stood at the pulpit this morning because he's infinite and he knows all things. See? Then you were in his thinking at the beginning. Yeah? Think about it. He had in his mind, let me take just a minute. And then we'll back up and pick up another message probably. But according to Christ, the mystery of God revealed, God had a plan and a purpose that he was going to see achieved.
Amen.
In the back part of God's mind, you know, that's something we can't comprehend. But the back part of God's mind, see, the front part is you think with it. You got your conscience, subconscious, etc. But the back part of his mind, in other words, back into him.
Thank you.
He thought it over. He said, if I make man, they'll fall. Now, isn't that something? You think this about God, you think God ain't got no confidence in us. God's got confidence in us. Maybe it not be the way we want it. Because he knew if he made us and gave us a choice that we'd fall. Yeah, but you just don't make it sound so good because I was back there and I just feel I was back there and I come to it and I come to the message and I've always believed that I was eternal and now I've got the message and I know I am because I'm in the message. Well, praise the Lord. I hope you're right. But see, God had a plan and a purpose. He wanted to be a father. He wanted to be a healer. He wanted to be a savior. These attributes was within him. The prophet said he was lonely. So he created. And as he started creating, that's what I said, we take it. You take two different quotes. There's what I'm calling the masterpiece, and one on Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Brother Ramblin leans it to the basis of holding that eternal life and basing it as his thought. And that thought that he had is eternal. All right? Then you'll go to another message and it'll look like that he's moving over a little bit. He's not leaning over. He's not doing, he's explaining it. That's like to me and why I dwelt with it so long to get you to think about it. Calvinism goes one way. Arminianism goes the other way as to what we look like. Both of them is in the Bible. Both of them is right. But what we think of Calvinism is what makes it wrong. What we think of Arminianism is what makes it wrong. Not what it is. It's in the Bible. See, we should take what the Bible says. And on that Christ is a mystery, he's looking at the plan and purpose of God. And he was going to see it displayed. All right? And that is to bring into being all of his attributes.
Right. Amen.
See? Then that should make us think of what we are tonight. Amen. Or today. If we have eternal life, we have the very attribute of Almighty God living within us. The very person of the Lord Jesus Christ lives in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that that's dwelling within you and I and the new birth always was eternal. But there was a time I didn't possess that. Well, I don't understand because if it's eternal, it was eternal. I quote it again. Jesus died for the sins of the world. When? 2,000 years ago. But when did he really die for the sins of the world in reality 2,000 years ago? See, we want to make it say what we want it to say. But make it say what the Word says. He had a plan and a purpose. Now listen. This is what I like. He was going to see it achieved. You know what that means? That means he had it and it was going to be. That sounds like predeterminate. It is if you leave it to him. And you won't be predetermining me and you. Hey, I'd sure love for this body to be predetermined some other way, wouldn't you? I ain't happy with it. I don't know whether you are with yours or not. I sure don't want to think about this as being something that he predetermined. Because then my brother would be right when he said, if God made me the way I am, then he can't condemn me for being a sinner. Come on. You want to approach the subject? He has a good point. He can't judge me if he made me wrong. But if he gave me a choice, I'm judged my own self. He allowed me a choice. I made my choice years ago. What did you do? All right. But you see, I thought I knew what that choice was, and I went for 5, 8, 10 years thinking that I was saved, thinking that I was born again. But when I heard that prophet speaking of eternal life, the way he spoke of it as being a person, I knew right then I didn't have the new birth. What do you mean a person? It's the person of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The person of eternal life coming and living in your soul to bring into manifestation his plan and his purpose. He was going to have a bride, right? He was going to bring it into being right, but bring it into being the right way, and then you will not approach it wrong. And you'll see that we are the fulfillment of his plan. Amen. We are making manifest what he said. Yes. But we're the end time bride. Amen. Come on, musician. Amen. We're the end time bride. Yes. Think on these things. Were we back there? He said, not this being that you are. Right? Was following me? Not me. I wasn't back there as a person, as some identity or some thought. You'd be surprised, like I've always said, Brother Run said, these doctrines, they come from, he said, you get this doctrine, he said, you trace it all the way back, you find it dwelling somewhere else. And I remember that about the Mormon doctrine of preexistence. And then I ran into somebody in this message believed in two souls. And when I ran into that, I sat there and listened to two different people explain God in two souls. And both of them explained it the same. And one of them was supposed to be a minister in this message. But he was explaining it identically as the Mormon doctrine of preexistence. Those devils don't die. Those doctrines don't die. They just move from one to the other. What about it? Let's stand together. Think on these things. In his mind, what he thought of. He thought of you, the prophet said, being right here now. Standing in these pews or sitting. He thought of that. Don't you want to be part of that? You ever get up of a morning and say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? I was an absentee replacement at Dorval, which meant I run a different job every day. And every morning there at 6 o'clock, I'd say, Lord, where am I going today? And I had some interesting talks with a lot of people, some very uninteresting talks with a lot of people and things like that. But that was all right. I tell you one good one. There was a guy, I'd said something to him about the Bible and he looked at me and I could see he was mad and I was, I don't talk to him no more. Finally, he looked over, he said, I ought to just come over there and bust you. Well, I just, I didn't grin. I said, you ain't going to do it. I'll just come over there and bust you in the mouth. I said, you ain't going to do it. I seen it busted his bubble, you know. So he said, how do you know I ain't? I said, because you don't know where I'm going to hit you back or not. I said, I'm the only one that knows that. So come on. You know what? We wound up being good friends. I mean, it was serious. I said, come on. If he'd come over and hit me in the mouth, I hope I would have had enough grace to turn the other side. Yeah. But I was just going to prove a point to him. He wasn't about to do that. But you see, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. What was in God's mind is now in reality.
Right.
In the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Brought by a prophet. Heaven help us. If we think Jeremiah was foreordained. What about Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7? What about, like I've always tried to explain it, what about Brother Branham? No wonder the man said you've been given more than the prophets. Why? Because he was an Old Testament prophet. And now don't get me with that doctrine that's over here. He took the word and put it together all the way through. All right. But then he was a New Testament prophet. To take what Paul and him could take and bring it all the way through. And he was a born again believer for God to be able to speak to him. He was a whole lot more than just a prophet. He's very close to Almighty God. I said very close, but he wasn't there. But he was a child of God. All right, let's see. What do we got?
Heavenly Father.
Anybody have a need?
I appreciate.
Are you in his mind?
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
I love you.
Adore you. I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Problem bothering her.
Father,
we know the blood of Jesus Christ paid the price. It's all done. There you done it. Now it's manifest. So you just come on the scene with our sister and deliver and give her the desire of her heart for herself. And Father, we take these prayer cloths and we give them to her. Believe in you that whatever she has need of, this is taken care of it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Holy Spirit,
they want to operate, but we don't want no operation. We want your stripes to be the healer, the deliverer in all things. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Anybody else?
Holy Spirit,
come and let's see.
You're a comfort to me.
beside me. Holy Spirit, you're a comfort.
We just put it on the basis of believing your word. That whatever our brother has need of, it is a finished product. And we commit it to you. We can send these prayer cloths to them when they're traveling, their journeys, and the families and things. There and here, and just have your way. In Jesus' name. Anybody else?
Adore you.
Bow down before you.
Just pray for God.
Let everything be as he said. The wisdom to lead his family. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You believe?
I appreciate you.
Let me just say it this way. Foreknowledge is back there. Predetermined's out there. But I'm right here. Now you tell me that was the word of God of foreknowledge. I'll agree with you. You tell me that that predetermined out there is the word of God, and I'll agree with you. But why not agree to where we're at right here? You see, if I don't have my salvation, I've got to go. If I don't have my healing, I've got to go. Well, where am I going to go? Why not just stay here and believe it? And say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Whatever it is, say, thank you, Lord. Why not believe in present tense? Because now you know yourself what the scripture said. When he spoke to Moses, he said, I am that I am. The prophet said, ever present for eternity. So that put him right there. Where's Moses at? Standing before the bush. I am that I am. The present tense right now is more valuable than the future or the past. To realize what you're doing now. But think that before the world, God saw this little time. God saw this day before the world. Well, I just got up and I come to church. Well, that's good. But what about being in the very presence? We're in a time part of the very presence of Almighty God. Living right here. That's why I'm happy. What did the prophet say? If I had a choice out of all of times and God said, where you want me to live? Do he says right now. Amen. Right now. Amen. Here we are. Why not enjoy the day that we have? Amen. And rejoice in it. Lord Jesus, be with us as we go separate and eat our meals, Lord, and come back this afternoon your way to minister the word of the Lord. We ask you to forgive us of our many problems and help us to understand. And let your light and your love be with us. And Father, help us to be able to find ourselves in your mind and then see what your mind said, which is your word. And then we'll see a manifestation in our lives. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.
Holy Spirit, you're a comfort.